Now, back to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Harold Mester with you tonight in the studio with County Supervisor Linda Bruin and Jenny Diliberti from the Milwaukee County Zoo. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
We have a lot of exciting things to talk about at the zoo, and our zoo in Milwaukee County is regarded as one of the top in the nation. A number of investments have been made over the years, allowing the zoo to remain fresh and attract visitors from throughout the Midwest and beyond. So let's just start right there. Why do you think our zoo consistently ranks in the top five? And either of you, if you want to start, Supervisor DeBruin?
Oh, well, first of all, I got to tell you, I'm a diehard zoo fan, have been for as long as I've lived in Milwaukee County. And I think the reason we're one of the best in the nation has to do with a combination of factors. First of all, we've got phenomenal staff out there, from the groundskeepers to the zookeepers. Everyone is really dedicated to the animals. And I think it's something that maybe the public doesn't see up front, but they are some of the most professional people in the world. And in fact, when other zoos are having issues, a lot of time they call our zookeeper. So that's important. But also, the layout of the zoo when it was put together was fairly unique at the time. The visual experience of seeing animals with their predators and prey still is a big draw to people. We've had many beloved animals over the years. I think people would remember Samson the most. But bottom line, it's a well-laid-out zoo. It's very reasonably priced, and the staff are very dedicated. So I'm very proud of that. We also have a Zoological Society, which is a nonprofit organization that has, over the years, put in millions of dollars into the zoo, which is a phenomenal public-private partnership that was one of the first in the country for zoos that are run by government. So that's been a major boon.
And Supervisor, the zoo is located in your supervisory district, and I've seen you fight for the zoo and try to do what you feel is right whenever various issues come in front of the county board. So you've worked hard to try to protect the zoo. And so why is it important to you as a supervisor?
Well, I think, first of all, it was important to me as a Milwaukee County resident and as a parent of four children who grew up going to that zoo. It is an amazing treasure that I think the people that have lived here and grown up with it, that sometimes may underestimate that because they don't go to other places. But I have family members all over the country, and when they come here and see our zoo, they are absolutely astonished. And for a medium-sized zoo to always be ranked usually in the top three, if not the top five in the nation, is a real phenomenal success. And I'm pleased that the people that are coming to the zoo are expanding beyond Wisconsin's borders and into some of our attached states because it's a major draw, and I think it's an economic boon for the community.
Jenny, you're the public affairs director. Do I have your title right for the zoo? Okay. It's an exciting year at the zoo. I mean, you have a lot of things going on right now. You're getting ready to launch this year's edition of Zoo a la Carte.
We are.
Here in just a week and a half, right?
Yes. Actually, it starts August 18th, and it runs through the 21st of August, so it's Thursday through Sunday. We're open extended hours for that, so Thursday through Saturday, we're open until 10 p.m., and then on Sunday, we're open until 8 p.m. And this, again, is just a really nice event that people can come out and not only enjoy the animals, but we can also attract some top-name entertainment for people. We have 7 stages throughout the park with entertainment, and then we also have 28 different Milwaukee area restaurants that are coming out this year, which I think is a record for us, which is wonderful. We have 3 new restaurants that we're welcoming. Burke's Lakeside, which is a restaurant out in Oconomowoc. We also have Cafe Hollander, which is kind of new to the scene, and then Joey's Seafood Restaurant. So again, we're just having sort of a nice mix of music and food for people to come out and enjoy.
And you have, like you said, a number of musical acts, but there's one that you are particularly excited to be able to offer this year.
We are. We welcome the Bodines on Saturday, August 20th at 8 o'clock. And what's really wonderful about this is the concert is free with your regular zoo admission. So people sometimes don't realize that. They can come in and just pay their regular admission price. And then no reserved seating. They can just, pull up a picnic table, grassy areas to sit upon and enjoy the show. And we've been trying to get the Bodines to play here for probably about 25 years. So for us, this is a real coup, and we are very, very excited to sort of welcome the hometown band back to the zoo.
What was it that sealed the deal this time that made them show up?
Well, actually, you know, they were playing at Summerfest, and one of their only, I guess, issues was that we wouldn't promote them until after they were done at Summerfest so that they could have a good crowd down there, and then we could welcome them out to the zoo. So like I say, we're just very excited, and we've been getting a lot of calls, a lot of emails from people just really, really excited about that particular band.
Yeah, and I always enjoy a la carte just in general. I enjoy just eating my way through the zoo, so that's always a good time. And then you have some other special exhibits going on, including the butterfly exhibit.
We do. The butterfly exhibit called Butterflies in Living Color is sponsored by Sendix Food Markets, and that runs through September 25th. And that is a lush sort of tropical greenhouse setting that people can actually walk through the exhibit. They can come face-to-face with about 500 different North American species and Caribbean species as well. So they can enjoy that. It's only $2 above and beyond the regular zoo admission, and they can sort of spend their time in there as they would like to. They can also watch. We have different hatching stations within that exhibit so that people can see how butterflies are transformed, you know, from a little larvae into beautiful butterflies. So just something really neat to keep in mind when you're out at the zoo.
And, you know, whether you're talking about butterflies or the other exhibits at the zoo, you know, certainly the visitor experience would not be as enriching if it weren't for the assistance of the Zoological Society. And Supervisor DeBruin, the Society has been a great partner with Milwaukee County for a number of years now. Can you just describe more about how the Society and the county interact in order to produce better results?
Sure. It's what we call a public-private partnership where, and in fact, for many years it existed without any formal agreement per se. But the Zoological Society, in addition to contributing financially to the zoo, usually for special rehabilitation or renovation of exhibits, et cetera, they also provide a really key function, particularly for the public, which is all of the educational programs that are done at the zoo are done by the Zoological Society. So this is a very small organization, but it's a very active organization. As it's changed over the years, sometimes they focus more on education and other times more on fundraising, but it is a very important one. It's also one that in the past there's been much discussion off and on about, you know, how do we strengthen that agreement? How do we make it a better, more effective for both the zoo and for the society? And those talks go on. But bottom line, they bring in members, and then the funds they raise from that, they contribute back to the zoo.
Sounds good. As we get closer to fall here, there are budget challenges facing every county department in Milwaukee County. We have, we mentioned in the previous segment that we're looking at a budget hole of possibly in excess of $50 million. You're going to have to weigh this as a supervisor with all of the other challenges facing county government. Is that going to be difficult for programs such as the zoo and cultural programs and parks and things like that? That's got to be on your mind.
Right. Parks, including the zoo, are some of the most, you know, popular county services that the county provides. It's one, you know, the parks, rec, and culture piece are what most of the public associate with the county and the broadest number of citizens participate in. That being said, nothing we do in parks, rec, and culture is mandated by state government, whereas in the social services area, about two-thirds of what we do is mandated. So when the budgets get stressed, we can't pull money from the mandated areas in order to prop up parks, rec, and culture and some of the other areas that aren't mandated, like transit. So as the finances get really bad, my biggest concern is that funding for our cultural institutions and the zoo will start to slide. And it's already this kind of slow erosion of support that doesn't make up for cost of inflation, et cetera, has already hit the zoo. And right now, their staff, like all county employees, have furlough days. And they're very close to the point, at least last year, of where they might have had to close an exhibit. So I'm particularly concerned if we get into a situation where the zoo is so underfunded by the county, not because the county wanted to philosophically, sure, but because of its own financial crisis. You know, I think that's my biggest concern for the short-term future. It is exactly what damage it might do to zoo operations.
Well, we'll see how things go in the budget. But in the meantime, certainly people can get out and enjoy the zoo go to a la carte, check out all the exhibits, and that's a way that you can do your part to enjoy the zoo and also, in a small way, help the zoo and help the bottom line, I guess. Jenny, is there anything else you want to mention in reference to the zoo? We have a few minutes left.
Sure. I wanted to mention, and maybe some folks don't know this yet, but we are getting ready to open our zip line at the zoo, which is a new sort of adventure feature. And it should be open this week sometime, so people can come on out. It is an extra charge, but it's a 500-foot zip line that you can zip from the Humboldt Penguin exhibit up to our Zoo Terrace area and back. And then we also have a ropes course, which is a three-story ropes course that you can encounter 24 different obstacles and you're harnessed in. So, of course, it's very safe. And then we also have a climbing wall that we'll be opening up this week as well. And these courses are becoming more and more popular in terms of different zoos and venues. There's one in Michigan and there's also one at the Louisville Zoo. So, again, it's just another feature that people can come out and see the animals and then sort of have different adventures or excursions in addition to seeing our animal collection.
The zip line has got to be fun, and I'm going to be excited to try that because I did a zip line once on a vacation, and I was scared to death before I did it. But after I did it, I thought, this is great. That's a lot of fun.
So, and as you zip, you can see the animals below you.
Yeah, like going through a jungle or something. Huh?
Right. And the thing is that with the ropes course, it's already proven very popular. It was only open, I think, 2 weeks, and our visitor level was at about 4,000 people. So, I mean, we're doing very well with that. And again, you know, you just see the kids coming in, and they see that immediately, and they're like, I want to do the ropes course, you know, or whatever. So, again, it's just a nice sort of added feature for us.
Well, that's great. Anything else, Supervisor DeBruin, on the zoo?
I think the only thing I would say is that it's got to be one of the best deals for your dollar in the community. You can spend an entire day there for the price of going to a movie and buying a soda at the movie. And it's one of, when you go out there, if you haven't been, it's one of the most relaxing places in all of Milwaukee County. The scenery is gorgeous. The animals are wonderful to watch. But as you stroll through that zoo, it's a very unique experience, and I would really hope people come out and see it. It's a treasure, and I want to keep it in all splendor that it currently is.
And those are good points because it is something that you can do. It's a nice. It's not really even a day trip because it's right in your backyard. It doesn't take a whole day to get there, mm-hmm. like some of the other attractions that people may go on road trips for. But I've got to think you have a lot of folks coming from well outside this area visiting the zoo as well, right, Jenny?
We do. And actually, we hear from time to time, and this is not to take anything away from the Brookfield Zoo or Lincoln Park Zoo in Illinois, but a lot of times we get comments from those visitors that they do come up to our zoo just because it's easier to get to. And they always comment that our zoo is laid out, like Lynn had said, in the predator-prey environment. And then they comment that they can get so close to the animals. I think a lot of zoos, maybe there's some other barriers or they want to put them further away from the public, where they'll go into our feline building and they can come really face to face now that it's been renovated now a few years. They can really come face to face with our lions, our tigers, and that's the comment that we typically hear over and over again, that it's so accessible for people. So we just sort of pride ourselves on that.
Go ahead.
The only other thing I'd say is a lot of parents with young children, the other thing they say about it is how manageable it is, because some of the mammoth zoos, like a phenomenal zoo is the San Diego Zoo, but it's huge. And so if you're a parent with younger children, that is a massive experience to try and undertake, whereas our smaller size actually works to our advantage. Because those families can spend an entire day and see most of the zoo and still have a wonderful experience before everybody gets exhausted and upset and needing to go home. So it's a very manageable, family-friendly, senior-friendly kind of place to be.
And so as we wrap up here, the web address is milwaukeezoo.org. And we do have specials for county residents. And it's on Wednesdays in particular, adults are $8 and kids are $5.50, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's always a good day to go, and we have discounts for other days of the week as well. I believe it's $12 instead of $13.25. Do I have that right?
Right. Every day, Milwaukee County residents will receive $1.75 off of their regular zoo admission. So really, any day of the week, especially Wednesdays, is a great time for county residents to come on out.
Excellent. Ladies, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
Supervisor Linda Bruin and Jenny Diliberti from the Milwaukee County Zoo. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Inside the County Board after this on News Talk 1130 WISN.